Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to the show. I'm supposed to have music going on right now. I've had it set up to play automatically, but for some reason, it's not playing the music. So let's just go ahead and just welcome everyone to the show. Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to the Smooth Jazz and Wine Concert Insider Show. Yes, I've been gone for a while, but I am back. And I just appreciate all of you just hanging in there and sending me emails and trying to figure out when this was going to start back up again. And I am happy to say that we are here. We are back. We are live on Ustream. You can find me under DJ Sherry B on Ustream. Of course, you're listening to me on Blog Talk Radio, as well as I am broadcasting live on Ustream TV. You can check me out over there. You can look me up under Smooth Jazz and Wine Concert Insider, as well as DJ Sherry B. Blog Talk Radio, I am DJ Sherry B as well. And just so many other formats that you can find me on. But again, welcome back. Again, like I said in the beginning, it has been quite a while. Life has its way of tossing different things our way. And like I said, I'm just happy to be back. Those of you who are new to the show, welcome. I am so happy that you are here. The show is a half hour long. Sometimes I will run a little bit longer. If I do, you just come back and you take a listen through the archives for the date of the show that you were not able to listen to the entire show. And you can always do that at any time through the archives here at Blog Talk Radio. Again, those of you who are new to the show, the way the show is broken down is that I will tell you some amazing things that are happening locally here in South Orange County, as well as the surrounding areas. And I get a lot of my information from the local Dish magazine, as well as Smooth Jazz News magazine, and just visiting the various websites of some of my favorite artists, as well as yours. Also, what we do is I have you call into the show, or you can email me to sherryb.talkradio@gmail.com, and you can let me know what's happening locally in your area so I can get it on the air just like the information I provide for you here, because you have fantastic things happening in your own backyard, and I'm sure you would love your own neighbors to know what's going on in your neighborhood just as much as I do. I am community-oriented, so I always try to include something for the entire family. Yes, there are times where you want to have that special date or celebration with just you and yours, but I am all about promoting local community events, family events, and getting back to just family spending time together, getting the kids off the computer, off of the video games, and outside, and families reconnecting, not just within yourself, but also with your neighbors. And we need to get back to that community love and that community strength and just be community supporters. So that's what the show is basically geared around. Now, everything that I'm going to tell you or share with you today will be for Dana Point, Capistrano Beach, Laguna Niguel, El Toro, Lake Forest, Mission Viejo, you know, pretty much in South Orange County, as well as some Inland Empire information and maybe points up north of like Santa Barbara and points south of me of like San Diego, Oceanside, and La Jolla. And again, like I said, I just want to give you some information, some fun events that are coming up locally here and as well as in your neighborhood. Now, if you'd like to call in and be a guest on the show, that dial call-in number is 347-855-8360. Again, the number is 347-855-8360. I also have the chat room open. All I ask is that when you do decide to call in and chat with me, let me know where you're listening from, so that I can give a shout-out to your city and your town, and just let people know that you're live in the studio, live on the phone with me, okay? So any time that you want to do that, you're more than welcome to do that, as well as calling into the show. Let me just go ahead and play a little bit of background music for you. This is called Sapphire Smooth Jazz Mix, and I found this, I loved it, and I would love to play a little bit of it for you. So let's take a listen.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that we have a little bit of delay with the music and the volume and everything, so let me just try to get this to go down just a little bit more. Okay, again, that is Sapphire Smooth Jazz Mix that I found on SoundCloud. I invite you to go over to SoundCloud and take a listen to a lot of the music that is over there listed for your listening pleasure. So continuing on with the show, as you know, I broadcast live from my home here in Capistrano Beach, and the temperature is amazing. It is fabulous right now. Our temperature is currently 83 degrees here. The ocean is absolutely beautiful. We have blue, sunshiny skies, no clouds in the sky whatsoever. It's just amazing today. Wherever you are, I hope you are experiencing some fabulous weather, just like I am here in Southern California. You can reach me on all my various social media, which is Twitter, Roller.com, Ustream, SoundCloud, as well as right here on Blog Talk Radio. My email, if you would love to send me an email, is sherryb.talkradio@gmail.com. Send me your comments, your questions, your concerns. Send me emails about events that are happening in your area so I can get them on the air. I do this every Tuesday and Friday, 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So I like to give you some information and events that are happening for the upcoming weekend as well as the upcoming week. And then wherever we go over the weekend to enjoy some of our community activities, I like to give you a recap of what we've experienced on the following Tuesday. So this is why I do the show Tuesday and Friday. So definitely check me out. My content is broken down into concerts, cruises, family events locally and, you know, nationally, because thanks to the World Wide Web, everyone can be included in the show, so definitely call in. The number is 347-855-8360, and I just appreciate each and every one of you, all my new followers, all my new listeners. Thank you so much, and all my old ones that have followed me through everything and have been so very patient. I appreciate each and every one of you. So guess what? Welcome to the family. Yes, welcome to the family. So again, if you want to call in, the number is 347-855-8360. Like I said, I get my information from the local Dish magazine that is printed locally here for South Orange County, as well as Smooth Jazz News magazine, which is my holy grail, and you know that, of all the jazz events that are coming up for the coming year. So I definitely want to make sure I give a shout out to them, because if it was not for them keeping me in the know and keeping you in the know, we wouldn't know where a lot of our favorite artists are going to perform. So this is why I go to this magazine every single month. And when you do decide to subscribe, you never want to throw the magazine away, because they have a fantastic expose on the artists that they feature on the cover, and you'll learn things that you never knew about your favorite artists. I mean, I learn something new every single day, and I'm in broadcasting, and there's still something that I learn every time that I read this magazine about one of my favorite artists. So they really do their homework. So I truly, truly appreciate Smooth Jazz News magazine. And you can get on their website, smoothjazznews.com. Okay, let's talk about the most recent live events I have attended just recently. Okay, just last Saturday, a week ago Saturday, we went to Fantasy Springs Casino, and we saw Earth, Wind & Fire. Amazing! It was such a great concert. We saw them previously about 2 years ago. They performed at the Orange County Fair. And I was very shocked that a big band like Earth, Wind & Fire would perform at a county fair. They were great then, and so we wanted to see them again. And those of you who have not had an opportunity to see Earth, Wind & Fire, I invite you to go do it, people. Please get out there and go see Earth, Wind & Fire. They're getting older. They're not going to be doing this forever. I know Philip Bailey will be performing up in Camarillo, I want to say, on May 15th. It's like a little private, at a private club up there. So you definitely, you still want to go ahead and, you know, see if you can, if you're going to be in that area on May 15th, you want to go and check out Philip Bailey, okay? But we saw Earth, Wind & Fire just a week ago. A couple of weeks ago, we saw Spencer Day performing at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano. Another amazing show. I've seen Spencer Day quite a few times through the radio station KSBR, where I'm a DJ. Some of you know that. Those of you who don't know that, yes, I am an on-air personality at KSBR. 88.5, it's Saddleback College's in-house jazz radio station. You can listen to it through the internet at ksbr.org, and you can listen live at any time. I am currently on the air on Thursdays from 3 to 6. So with that being said, I have seen Spencer Day quite a few times. He performed at our sponsor party last year for part of our fundraiser for our birthday bash concert that we always put on every Memorial Day weekend, which we will talk about that later in the show. But that is coming up later this month. Oh, by the way, happy May 1st. Happy May Day, everyone. Can you believe it's already May? I can't believe it. So those are some of the most live events that I have participated myself. Spencer Day, about 2 weeks ago, and last week, Earth, Wind, and Fire. What do we have coming up recently? Tomorrow I'm going to Universal Studios, and then there really isn't anything that we're going to like in the next week or so. However, there are a lot of new concerts that are starting this month. And so May is the month that just catapults the whole jazz concert series event to a whole nother level. It all starts in May. So let me go ahead and start running that down to you so that we don't miss anything. So let's start with tomorrow. Tomorrow, May 2nd, the Temecula Wine and Jazz Concert Series starts. And it's the website is ThorntonWine.com. That website, again, is ThorntonWine.com. And performing tomorrow is Brian Culbertson and Elon Trotman. Now, tickets range anywhere from $65 to $105 each. Now, that $105 price does not include dinner, okay? If you want the concert with the dinner, prices start at $140 per person, okay? I know, I'm sorry, people. I don't make the rules. This is what they say. Temecula Wine and Jazz Concert Series. Their website, again, is ThorntonWine.com to get more information. This weekend starts all of their summer jazz concert series. So if you're like me, you can't afford to go to every single one of them, but get on their website. Get on their email list. They're going to start sending you all their information ahead of time, and then you start mapping out what you're going to go see by having a big overview of where everyone's going to be performing. That's what I do. I'm on everyone's email list, and then once they start listing them out, I start marking them down in my calendar. I highlight, you know, different colors. One color means this is one I really want to go to, and if I can't go to that one, then I'll go to this one next, you know. So you got to be a mathematician when it comes to which concerts you're going to go to, because there's so many, and we are at the beginning of all the jazz events that are going to start happening here on the West Coast, from Washington State all the way down into San Diego. So there's a lot, and May is jumping it off the charts right now for you. So tomorrow, Temecula Wine and Jazz Concert Series starts tomorrow, ThorntonWine.com. Ticket prices are $65 to $105. Brian Culbertson and Elon Trotman. Tickets are still available. Also happening tomorrow, the Desert Lexus Jazz Concert Series at Indian Wells in Palm Springs. Ticket prices are $45 to $95. Performing, scheduled to perform, is Tower Power, Lisa Fisher, Grand Baton, and 15-year-old sax player Chase Huna, who, by the way, has been mentored by Will Donato. So they are performing tomorrow as well. Those of you who are out in the high desert area, Palm Springs, Rancho Mirage, Indio, what else is out there? 29 Palms. Those of you out there that want to go to the desert, Desert Lexus Jazz Concert Series at Indian Wells, you want to check that out. Tower Power, Lisa Fisher, Grand Baton, and 15-year-old Chase Huna, a saxophone player. And he is going to start the show when the gates open. And I believe the gates open at 6 o'clock, okay? You can log on to iwtg.net, which is which stands for, I can't remember what it stands for. I'm sorry about that, people. Okay, on February 8th, Jazz on the Vine weekend, Mindy Hebert. It's Friday and Saturday, $75 each per day for tickets. A two-day ticket price is $135, okay? So if you're going on Friday, it's $75. If you just want to go on Saturday, it's $75. But if you want both days, it's $135 ticket price for that. Okay, so that takes care of the whole next week, all right? So mark your calendars for that. Now, I will also have all this information on my new webpage or my new social media, roller.com. So everything I'm telling you here, if you miss any of this information and if you don't want to come back and listen to it on Blog Talk Radio or come back to Ustream and watch me on Ustream, you can always go to roller.com. I'm under DJ Sherry B, I believe. Let me just double check that. I can't really keep up. Yes, DJ Sherry B is my call name on roller.com, and everything I'm telling you today will be listed on there as well, okay? Let's move on. Something that, let me just go ahead and show you the latest Smooth Jazz News magazine. Actually, this is April 2015. I do not have May yet, but it has George Benson on the cover. Okay, great article on George Benson. You definitely, see, this is what I'm saying. This is why you need to get this magazine. There are so many great things in this magazine, and the story on him is just unbelievable. You're going to learn so many things about him. Now, let's go ahead, let's jump into this, because there are some things that have already happened, and then there are some more things that are coming up, as well as I have a couple more things I want to talk to you about that were not, that did not make this publication. Okay, so let's go ahead and start with the 23rd Annual Capital Jazz Fest. Okay, that's June 5th and 7th. It's happening in Columbia, Maryland. Okay, those of you on the East Coast, Maryland, Washington, D.C., and all of you up and down that coast right there, if you want to go have a good time the first weekend in June, this is where you need to be, the Capital Jazz Fest. Okay, nearly 30 national acts on two big stages, people. Check it out. Scheduled to appear so far, Kenny G, Eric Benet, Mays featuring Frankie Beverly, George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic, Michael McDonald, Boney James, which, by the way, J.J. Buchanan at KSBR just interviewed Michael McDonald. Yes, he just interviewed him yesterday, which will play on this coming Sunday. So you definitely need to tune in to J.J. Buchanan, the 80s Experience Show at KSBR.net. 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and listen to him interview Michael McDonald. Fabulous interview. Also appearing at the Capital Jazz Fest, June 5th through the 7th, Naturally 7, Emile Lano, Roy Ayers, let's see, Chrisette Michelle, Jonathan Butler, Johnny Gill, Jose James, Michelle Degrasello, I'm sorry, I chopped that up. I'm so sorry. Ruben Stoddard, you know, he won American Idol. Najee, Nick Corleone, Patty Austin. That's just to name a few, okay? As a publication, that's who is performing, scheduled to perform at the Capital Jazz Fest, 23rd Annual Capital Jazz Fest, June 5th and 7th. Mark your calendars, a weekend of jazz and soul. You don't want to miss that. 7th Greatest Charleston Low Country Jazz Festival, Jazzing with a Purpose is the name of this. It's Labor Day weekend, and it is happening at lowcountryjazzfest.com. Scheduled to perform on Thursday is Charlton Singleton, Smooth Jazz Orchestra, Marcus Miller, on September 4th, which is Friday, scheduled to perform, Matt Marshak, Mike Phillips, Karen Briggs, the Sax Pack, Richard Elliott. Scheduled to perform on Saturday, September 5th, is Jose Valentino, Marcus Anderson, and Takeover, Huge Groove, and Jonathan Butler. And rounding out the Low Country Jazz Festival, Labor Day weekend, on Sunday, September 6th, is Terrence Young, B.K. Jackson with Secret Guest, Pieces of a Dream, and Gerald Albright. Definitely check it out. You can log on to lowcountryjazzfest.com. Once again, the best thing you can do is go to each of these websites, sign up for their email list. That way you will be notified of all the great things that they're going to have coming up, and then you never have to worry. All you have to do is be diligent and do your homework and put it on your calendar. I have a year-at-a-glance calendar on my wall. When I start receiving my emails, I start filling in all the dates on my calendar. And if it's a weekend, you know, I block the whole weekend out. So this is what you have to do. I'm telling you, you really got to become a professional organizer scheduler for your jazz entertainment, okay? So I'm giving you good information here, people. Follow through, because I don't want you to miss any of your favorite jazz artists, because it upsets me when I do. And I can't afford to go to every single one of them, so I have to pick and choose and decide which one I'm going to go to. Now, as I'm telling you about other things that are happening, let me run something down to you that I believe a lot of people are not understanding, okay? Terrestrial radio has changed. With satellite radio and our internet radio and everything, a lot of our jazz artists are not getting that airtime that we're used to them having back in the day. Okay, so thanks to satellite radio, a lot of things are falling to the wayside. So this is what needs to happen. You and me, as jazz listeners, as jazz lovers, we need to keep our artists in the playlist, in the routine of music being played. We have to buy their CDs. We have to pay for the download. We have to go to the concerts because, as you notice, a lot of jazz concerts are being intermingled in with R&B, funk, and soul performers. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong, but jazz is losing its own footing in the music industry. They're still there, but they just don't carry the show by themselves anymore. And it's up to us. If we want to continue to pay for the Mindy A. Bears and the Boney James and the Rick Braun and the Richard Elliotts and the Peter Whites and the Brian Culbertson and the Michael Linktons and the Vincent Ngalas and on and on it goes, if we want to continue to see them, separate from seeing Chaka Khan and Brian McKnight and Robin Thicke and all these other great, great performers, but when I go to a jazz concert, I want to hear jazz music. If I want to go to an R&B soul funk concert, I want to hear R&B soul funk music. So I'm all about, I don't mind it kind of intertwining, but what's really happening is that a lot of these concert promoters are putting way more R&B, funk, and soul than they are jazz artists. And we're getting lost in the crowd. So we all need to take a stand. We need to support our jazz artists because we love what they do. And the only way they can continue to do it is if listeners like you and I, fans like you and I, continue to listen to the music and call our radio stations and ask them to continue to play them, okay? Because it's falling to the wayside. I invite you to go up and dial your FM dial on your radio, and I want you to find your local jazz station. Listen to it for a half hour, maybe 45 minutes, and see how often they actually play a jazz song, what is actually considered jazz. Nothing crossed over, complete jazz. Even listen to it for an hour. I guarantee you'll be lucky if you get two songs in that hour's time. If you're listening to it for an hour, I guarantee you'll be lucky if you get two songs in that 1 hour because we're losing our footing in the radio world. So we've got to keep our artists in the limelight. We have to keep buying their music. We have to keep insisting that they tour and concert just on their own, okay, because they can hold their own. They can hold their own. They've been doing it. They just need to continue doing it, but they need us, their supporters, their fans, their listeners, to let them know that we're still out here. Okay, I wanted to share that with you. So let's move on to some more local events that are happening, some more great events that are coming up that I do not want you to miss out on. I don't want you getting mad at me. My job is to clue you in. Okay, I already told you about the 16th annual Desert Lexus Jazz and Indians Wells Tennis Garden. So IWTG.com, that is the website for that. Also coming up is the Long Beach Jazz Festival. Now, this is down the road, August 7th, 8th, and 9th. And scheduled to perform as of this publication is Kenny Babyface Edmonds, Brian Culbertson, Gerald Albright, Jonathan Butler, Kiko Matsui, Eric Darius, Down to the Bone, Pancho Sanchez. That's just to name a few. You can log on to rainbowpromotions.com to get more information. Okay, that's in Long Beach, August 7th, 8th, and 9th. More great things coming up for you. Let me just check my trusty little notes here. As you see, I have my little tabs in my magazine here because I want to make sure that I clue you in on some things because I want you to be able to fully map out your jazz events for the year. Okay, let me jump into this and let me say this. Something that did not make this publication that I want to make sure that I tell you about. The first week in June, the first full week in June, June 10th through the 14th, is Napa Jazz Getaway by Brian Culbertson. Now, this is its third year anniversary. This is amazing, people, amazing. If you really, truly are a wine drinker, you go out and do your wine tasting and everything like that, this is the concert getaway you do not want to miss, okay? Napa Valley, Northern California, beautiful country land. Now, those of you would know, Alfred Hitchcock did his movie The Birds up there, Bodega Bay. This is right there. This is right there next to Bodega Bay. Okay, so those of you who always wanted to go visit Bodega Bay, yes, it does exist. It does exist. And it's right there at Napa. Okay, now the Jazz Getaway, Brian Culbertson, June 10th through the 14th. You can log on to jazzgetaway.com. Ticket prices range anywhere from $99 to $499. Now, I know you're screaming per night, per ticket. Okay, now, here's the thing. They have certain levels that you can buy. As of last week when I checked the website, they only had 6 VIP tickets available. They only had 6, the next level below that, I think we'll call it silver, okay? And then in the general, they only had like maybe 12. They could be sold out by now, okay? This was last week and I was doing my research, okay? So, but anyway, even if it's too late for you to get the money together to go and everything, and if tickets are sold out, still I invite you to go to the website. Get all the information that you can so that you can plan it for next year, because every year this sells out. I was surprised that there were still tickets available when I checked this last week. But as you saw, I told you it was only 6 of this one, 6 of that one, and just a few of another. So it does sell out. It's almost sold out now. And if you can't go this year because it's sold out next year, put this on your calendar for next year. It is set for June 8th through the 12th for 2016. Okay? Put that on your calendars. Start stocking your money away so that you can save up your money and go to the Napa Jazz Getaway given by Brian Culbertson. This is the most hottest getaway jazz festival on the market right now as we speak. Okay? So check that out. Now, I want to tell you about the KSBR birthday bash. I only have 3 minutes left in the show. Thank you for hanging in there with me. The KSBR birthday bash is coming up Memorial Day weekend, which is May 24th. It's a 3-day weekend, but it's only May 24th. That's Sunday before Memorial Day, so you got a 3-day weekend. And amazing. Log on to KSBR.net to get more information. Journal admission tickets right now are $55. And the day of the concert, they will go up to $60, okay? We are all sold out of our VIP, and we are sold out of our gold premium. We have plenty of general admission tickets available. Come on out, pack a picnic basket, bring your family, bring your friends, bring your kids. It's in a park in Mission Viejo. It is amazing for 3 hours from 4 hours from 5 to 9. It's a nonstop concert. We have over 30 artists that are going to come and perform. They just do an impromptu concert, and they just come on the stage, off the stage, on the stage, off the stage. They don't break anything down. They don't break any instruments down. Everybody just plays on everyone's tune, and it is amazing. So I invite you to log on to KSBR.net to get more information. Journal admission tickets right now are $55. It's located in Mission Viejo, beautiful Mission Viejo. And I've been a part of that for so many years. It's just so much fun. It's in my blood. I look forward to this every single year. And this is what really starts the jazz events for me. Now, that following weekend, that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, is the Newport Beach Jazz Festival. You can log on to jazzconcerts.com to get more information. That is a 3-day jazz festival that happens in Newport Beach at the Hyatt Regency. Beautiful setting, beautiful everything. And I have so much fun every time. I have so much fun every time we go, and I just try to get everyone that I possibly know, to come and have a good time at the Newport Beach Jazz Festival. But first, I want to see you at the KSBR Birthday Bash. Thank you so much for tuning in and giving me this half hour of your time. I had so much fun. And again, if you would love to send me an email, that email is sherryb.talkradio@gmail.com. You can check out the Temecula Wine and Jazz Concert Series that starts tomorrow. Logging on to ThorntonWine.com. Also, the Desert Lexus Jazz Concert Events in Indian Wells. And then you also have Jazz on the Vine Weekend with Mindy Hebert. You can go check that out. Meet me right back here on Tuesday. I'll give you a recap of everything that happened over the weekend. That email again is sherryb.talkradio@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, roller.com, Ustream, SoundCloud, and Hootsuite. Okay, so definitely check it out. I'll see you on Tuesday, everyone. Thank you so much. Have a safe and fun weekend. Be kind, because love is what makes the world go round. And if you're going to go out and have a good time, please do that and have fun, but please do not drink and drive. And if you do decide to drink, please designate a driver. Thank you so much. This has been Sherry Bia, the Smooth Jazz and Wine Concert Insider Show. I'll see you next Tuesday. Have a fabulous weekend. And as always, I want you to be blessed. Bye-bye now.